Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Donald Trump is mocking members of his own party who are coming out against his presidential candidacy. During a rally in Abingdon, Virginia today, the GOP nominee said he's not concerned about the increasing number of prominent Republicans who say he is unfit to be president. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more.
This week, Maine Senator Susan Collins became the latest Republican to say she won't vote for Trump because she considers him unsuitable for the presidency. Trump says it doesn't bother him that some Republicans can't come to terms with his rise.
They've won throughout their lives politically, and then they lose an election by a lot to a guy that never ran before.
Trump told the crowd that the Second Amendment is under siege, but did not refer to his statement earlier this week that maybe there is something gun rights advocates could do to stop Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton from naming Supreme Court justices if she's elected. Clinton has accused Trump of inciting violence through the statement. Trump says he was talking about the political power of the gun lobby. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department's top civil rights official is confirming today the Baltimore Police Department has agreed to negotiate over proposed reforms to department policies that have led to charges of racial discrimination. During a news conference today, Vanita Gupta confirming the negotiations are aimed at providing a formal consent decree between Justice and the Police Department. That decree would lay out reforms that could be enforced by the courts but will likely not be finalized for months. German police have arrested two suspects, including a Syrian asylum seeker, on suspicion of ties to Islamist violence. Joanna Kakissis reports from Berlin, Germany is ramping up security and has turned away thousands of asylum seekers this year.
Police searched the homes of suspected radical Islamists in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia and arrested a man with possible ties to acts of violence in Syria. But authorities say they have no clear evidence that this man was planning an attack on German soil. Authorities also said it's not clear that a 24-year-old Syrian asylum seeker arrested on Friday in the neighboring state of Rhineland-Palatinate was planning to attack a soccer game. Germans are on edge after a spate of attacks last month, including two by asylum seekers. The country accepted more than 1 million migrants last year, but Germany is now turning away thousands at its borders and stepping up deportations. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Berlin.
A serial killer known as the Grim Sleeper, convicted of carrying out at least 10 murders in the Los Angeles area over a decades-long period, has been sentenced to death by a judge. Lonnie Franklin Jr. today was sentenced for murdering a teenage girl and killing 9 women in a poor section of Los Angeles between 1985 and 2007. Officials took years to solve the crime, and some community members have complained there was not enough attention paid to the victims. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow was down 37 points. You're listening to NPR. Mounting tensions near an oil terminal in Libya have gotten the attention of the U.S. and 5 major European allies. In a joint statement, the U.S., along with the governments of France, Britain, Italy, Germany, and Spain, are throwing their support behind the country's UN-backed government amid concerns rival factions there might damage the facility. Libya last month announced the reopening of the country's vital oil terminals after 18 months of closure despite threats against oil tankers entering Libya's territorial waters from a rival military commander. A former New England mob boss pulled from the witness protection program was in federal court in Boston today, charged in a 23-year-old murder. NPR's Toby Smith reports 82-year-old Francis Cadillac Salome denies the charges.
Salome strode into court and quipped to a longtime prosecutor, "Fancy seeing you here." The former gangster went into the witness protection program after helping prosecutors make their case against mob boss James Whitey Bulger and his convicted FBI handler, John Connolly. Salome has also been convicted of obstruction of justice. Prosecutors say he recently fled the witness protection program because of, quote, recent events. In March, authorities found the remains of Stephen DeSaro, a 43-year-old nightclub manager and father of five who disappeared in 1993. Salemi's attorney denies he was fleeing and the murder charge. If convicted, Salome could face the death sentence or life in prison. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Crude oil futures prices, after some recent rises, took a big dip today. That was showing oil down $1.06 a barrel at $41.71 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.